Hey mamas, today on the podcast, we are going to talk about the three things that I wish I had personally known or thought of when I picked up my needles back in 2020 after 20 years of not knitting. So let's dive right in. You might want to get a pen and notepad to jot these down, and hopefully they're going to help you save a lot of time and trouble. Hey there, mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi, I'm your host, Nadine Medina. And just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I am sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. Welcome back to the Knitting Mamas podcast. In today's episode, like I said in the beginning, I'm going to share three practical tips with you that hopefully will send you off on your journey into either picking knitting up after a long time like I did, or just starting this journey and maybe not making these mistakes from the beginning, which would have saved me a lot of time and trouble, to be honest. So let's dive in. Before we do that, I would love to invite you to leave a review for this podcast and to hit subscribe as well. That way you are going to get notified whenever we have new episodes coming, which is once a week. And it will also help other moms find this podcast and truly get excited about using knitting as a tool for self-care and relaxation. So let's get started. As you may have heard me talk about in another episode, I learned how to knit when I was 14. Back in Germany, my grandma taught me, and I did love it, but for some reason, for about 20 or so years, I did not really even think about knitting. It wasn't like I didn't want to do it. It was just life was getting busy. Eventually, I had kids, and it was just never on my mind that knitting could be something that I could do as a hobby, to pick back up, to create things with. There was just other things that were taking up that space until 2020, when everyone kind of slowed down, forced. And I started seeing more knitting shared online. And, you know, I just was just kind of seeing it all around. And I was like, wait a minute, I used to love that. So maybe it's something I can pick up again. I honestly was not sure if I was able to do it still. And I was also not sure if it was for me, if it's something that I can even put on my plate, because I felt so busy that it just didn't seem like a possibility. But I still was curious to see if I loved it still, and, you know, if I still would want to get back into it. So I decided to jump in and grab a kit from We Are Knitters, which I've shared before, and I just started knitting. And turns out I loved it. I definitely am making time for it. And we talked about this in the past episode as well. I'm going to link it up down in the show notes, where we discuss the importance of making time for the things that actually do fill you up, and the importance of not just saying, oh, I don't have the time, because really, we never have it. So we truly just have to intentionally plan this in, even in those lives that seem like there's literally no more space for anything else. But by not making that space, I think we're paying for, you know, for not making it in just other ways. And it's just going to come out as burnout or being completely stressed out and not feeling like we have any time left for ourselves. So let's avoid that completely by making the time to you know, use our crafts and do our things that really fill us up and that fill our cup and that make us somebody who wants to actually show up for their life. Okay, now let's get into the three things that I have now, in retrospect, realized I wish I had known at that time when I picked up my needles again, almost feeling like I was a complete newbie, which is so totally okay. But I honestly wish somebody had told me about these because I could have saved money, I could have saved time, and a few hassles as well. So let's get into it. Number one, use circular needles. And I may be a person who, you know, really loves these and other people say, oh, I don't agree with that. But let me explain to you why I think circular needles are the way to go, even when you have never knitted before in your life. And I had many people ask me if circular needles are only used to knit in the round, meaning, you know, you're knitting a piece that is connected and you just knit it in a circle without ever turning your work, which, you know, could be misleading, I guess, because they are circular and they're connected by a cable. However, it is not just for those projects where you have to knit in the round, where you don't seam your project. You can totally knit a regular flat knitted project such as a scarf, or, you know, the front and back and sleeves of a sweater or a cardigan on your circular needles. In fact, you can knit anything on circular needles. And why do I prefer them? It is very simple. When you have a straight needle, they're relatively long so that they can fit a lot of stitches on them. And for me personally, I just don't enjoy the weight that it creates when you have a lot of stitches on your needles. If you're knitting a bigger project, for a small project, the straight needles might be totally okay and they work. And I did use them for a while. But once I started using circular needles for, I don't even know what the reason was. I just wanted to try them, I guess. I noticed that the bulk of the stitches that you might have on your needles, and if it's a longer project like a cardigan, you will end up with a lot of weight on your needles that you have to hold up the entire time while you're knitting. But they are distributed much better on the circular needles because they basically slide down into the middle, into the cable, and then they can like rest on your legs while you're knitting, or on a pillow, whichever way you prefer. And they aren't to be held up with every movement that you make with your needles. And it's funny, I'm making the moves while I'm talking, realizing that this might actually be something I want to explain visually. So if you want to hop over into our free Facebook group, the Mindful Knitting Mamas Community, you're hereby invited, and I will make a video this week to show you exactly what I mean by that with the straight needles and the circular needles. But just trust me, especially if you're a beginner, just skip the straight needles entirely. I know they come with some starter kits, but you can always opt out of them and get your own needles. I would definitely recommend using those. My next tip, and I may have mentioned this in the past, is to start small with the small project. And the biggest reason I recommend that is I want you to have a success, accomplishment feeling when you have completed a project. And I want you to have that soon, not in 4 months when you finally have this gigantic, you know, really thin yarn, tiny needle knitted cardigan done. And I'm speaking from experience here. My very first project in 2020 took me roughly that long. It may have been longer. Like, I think I may have been out of the season to wear it when I was finally finished with it. And that is definitely not what I want for you. If you are looking to start knitting, I would love for you to finish something within a couple of weeks so that you can actually wear it and show it off and feel like, oh my gosh, I actually made this. Which is also a reason why I always recommend starting with bulkier yarn, because it just knits up a lot faster. But so the second tip is simply start small, make a smaller project so that you can actually have that feeling of, yes, I'm done, I did this, and then dive into another project versus losing interest, feeling bored, right? Quite frankly, if you're having the same project going for too long. Another thing that I have learned over the years is that it's completely okay to have multiple projects going at once, which is something that I never even really thought about, because I always thought I have to finish this before I can start that. And I don't know why I was thinking that for such a long time. It's a weird thing, like, oh, you have to finish this thing before you can start that, because otherwise, you know, it's not done and you're doing something wrong. It's no. You can have multiple projects going at the same time, if you're like me and get bored easily, just have multiple ones and you can switch back and forth between them. Okay, and the third tip, and this is something slightly unusual that I completely didn't see coming. I had no idea that I was a little allergic to natural fibers, natural wool, to be exact. And I noticed it after I had actually knitted two entire very large sweaters that I love. I have them both still because I just could not get rid of them. I love them too much. But when I wear them on my skin, so number one, I feel a little itch in my nose, which is not horrible. It's not really anything super like overpowering or super bad. But I do get itchy skin as well. And depending on the project, like for example, I cannot wear scarves that are made from 100% wool because the scarf is always on your skin directly. But I can wear the sweaters if I put something underneath and if I wear an extra layer, then it's okay. But I do wish I had known this sooner because I made these beautiful sweaters and I don't wear them as often as I want to for this reason. So there's plenty of alternatives out there that you can pick from. If you do happen to have a wool allergy, and it's funny how many people actually do. I thought that was something completely, you know, unusual, and I'm like the only one out there, but it turns out there's quite a few people, and therefore there's so many alternative yarns that you can pick from. One of my favorite is actually called Hue and Me from Lion Brand. I will tag it in the show notes. You have probably seen me use this, knit with it, because I've knitted so many things with this yarn. That's the bulky version. And then there's a less bulky version, not necessarily, it's not the same exact yarn, but it's also a synthetic fiber that you can totally use if you happen to have a wool allergy or if you just don't want to use with 100% wool because, you know, there's also a price difference. So obviously, if that's the reason, plenty of alternatives are out there for you. So I hope these were very helpful to you as you get your journey started or as you are getting back into knitting. Again, I was a knitter before this and still these things were brand new to me or were something that I didn't even consider before. So I was really glad to find these out and I'm even more glad to be passing them on to you now. That's a wrap for this episode. I really, really hope that these are helpful. If you want to continue the discussion, you're always welcome in the Mindful Knitting Mamas community over on Facebook. You can join us by going to bit.ly/knittingmamas. It's bit.ly/knittingmamas. Can't wait to see you over there. And in the meantime, hop over onto Instagram. My handle is at The Knitting Mamas, and we can chat over there. I am pretty sure I'm going to talk about more about this episode and the three tips that I just shared over there, so we can discuss everything over there. I would love to connect with you, and I would also love to hear if any of these tips resonated with you most. So just let me know on Instagram or in our Facebook community. And lastly, before I go, I would love to invite you to our next Knit and Chill Circle, which is actually happening tomorrow, which is March 27th, Wednesday, March 27th. And it is happening at 1 o'clock right inside the knitting community over on Facebook. Again, it's bit.ly/knittingmamas to join. I can't wait to see you at the next Knit and Chill Circle. So hopefully we'll see you there. Till next time. Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community? It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils, and knitting adventures, and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.